Tami Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Dafin and Hey. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Vav and Beis, the mission, the beginning of the new Perek, Perek HaKoines. HaKoines, Tzay Nadir, V'na'al B'fanei HaKoroi, V'yot Sal Hezikia Pata. If Reuven brought his flock into a fenced off area for animals to fertilize land, it's called a deer, and locked in front of them properly, and they got out and damaged, he's exempt. V'na'al B'fanei HaKoroi, V'yot Sal Hezikia Chai. If he did not lock them in properly, and they went out and damaged, he is liable. If the wall broke at night, or if thieves broke in and Amnon went out and damaged, he and the thieves are exempt. But if the thieves actually took it out and it damaged, the thieves are liable. The Gemara says, Rabbi La, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, b'machlekes. Rabbi La, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said that Tanaim argue about our Mishnah, Shein and regular always Murad. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a minimal guarding suffices for a muad. It's unlike a mayor who requires a high level of shmir for a muad. Rav Loza Amar Divei Kolhu. Rav Loza says all agree to this Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elah, Vistava Hadad Rav Loza Shahri Ein Ksiv Shmira Begufa El Bekeren. Rav Loza said that presumably Rav Loza is correct. Shmir was written only about Keren. There's no source for a mayor to require high level shmir for Shein and Regel. My Kadoin, what is the conclusion? Rishakish Amar Machlekes Rav Loza Amar Divei Kolhu. Rish Lakish says that the Tanaim argue about it, and Rav Loza says that all agree to it. Some say that our Mishnah is like Rav Loza ben Yaakov, who says that whether it's a Tam or Muad, if he did a minimal guarding, he's exempt. At Kadim b'shehaisa gedura meidalad ruchos, haisa gedura mishalash ruchosov, uvudsa miruchachas v'yotsas mimokoim shedeha gedura mahu. This is when it was fenced in all four directions. If it was fenced in three directions and open in one direction, and it went out from a fenced side and damaged, what's the law? It was negligent to leave one side open, but in the end, there was an onus, not due to the negligence. Nishminim in Ador, Nofal, Koisle, Nikol, Hazayos, Nikol, Ramim, Im Omar, Debanoi, Kesor, Koi, Potter, Im Lazchayev. We can learn it, the answer from the following Tosefta. If the wall fell due to the noise of Zois, which is earthquakes or strong winds, or the noise of thunder, if he initially built it properly, he's exempt. If not, he's liable. Klum tzricha loib shenoflu sham shleisha ksalim briim mimena. This is needed only when the three stronger walls fell. Even if also the fourth was strong, it would have fallen, so the onus is not due to the negligence, and even so, he is liable for his negligence.